I don't like standing right up the top here. I like to be down where people are. That's where I am. As a chaplain, that's where I'm always with people. And so standing up there, I'm sort of disengaged with people. My name is Enroy Talamahina, and yeah, it's a privilege just to share with you guys what sports chaplaincy is. That's sports chaplaincy. I've been involved with the Kelston Boys since 2010 and 2011. I started, I was doing my placement, and I was looking for somewhere to do my placement. And when I was in the United States, I was part of, I was in ministry in the United States, and we had this guy from the Denver Broncos come in and talk to the men. He was a sports chaplain, and I was going, wow, that's a connection. That is a connection. You see, with sports chaplaincy, there are so many families these days are in sports fields. They're not in church. So I think sometimes we in church are missing the connection here, because Sundays, a lot of families are sports, and we miss that. And so that connection to me, I just really felt that it was something that I needed to do in the sports field. And coming back to New Zealand, the World Cup was happening, and there was a ministry that was actually just starting, New Zealand Sports Chaplaincy. They asked for chaplains to be a part of the World Cup, and I remember that because Pam asked me, and I was really, really excited, and I took the opportunity with open arms. I was part of the Tongan team at the World Cup. I was asked to come on to with the Tongan team. Such an exciting time, but the only thing wrong with that was I wasn't part of the Tongan side because they had their own pastor. But I was on the background helping out as wherever I can, serving in the background. And so with Kelston Boys 2010, 2011, I went on there to become their chaplain. There was, you know, it's quite a funny place to be in a state school. And while I was there, the coach, you know, I'm just telling you stories because I think stories sell sports chaplaincy. The coach doesn't even know anything about Christ. Anything. And he asked me, what's this chaplaincy stuff about? And I told him it's about presence. Presence, just being around. I'm not there to be a part of the school system. And he came on board because my son was part of the coaching staff as well. Kelston Boys is a very high rugby school in New Zealand. They produce a lot of All Blacks, the Blues, everything else we do with sports. These kids need directions. Because that year, a lot of these kids were targeted by a lot of scouts who were coming in. Families pressure, school pressure, rugby league pressure, and any types of sports. And you can understand these kids are going through huge pressures. So me coming on board was an outlet for some of them. It was a great time for me. The school saw the need for a chaplain. Brian Evans, as you saw in the video. Kelston Boys that year won the New Zealand Nationals, ended up going to the World Cup in Japan. I was asked to be a part of that. Amen to God for that. As it happened, I ended up sharing the room with the headmaster. He's a Catholic. Nothing wrong with Catholic. He loved him. But he was very suspicious about chaplain, as he was saying there. You know, I didn't really understand what chaplaincy was about. And so I spent a week with him. He saw me coming around the kids and speaking to kids and speaking to their lives and just listening. He loved the principles of what chaplain was bringing into the school. We came back to Kelston after winning the World Cup. We came back. He said to me the following week, he says, "Chappie, there's something missing in the school." I said, "What is it, Brian?" He said, "Prayer. He needs to bring prayer back into a state school." And I was going, wow, that can only be God. Yeah. Amen? Because he's seen the impact of the students by a sports chaplain coming around them, he brought prayer in the following week into the school. So now prayer every morning in assembly is done by a senior boy. That's a great testimony there, how this principal has saw that, and right through You know, we did a program. I hand all these cards out, and it's colored cards that I share with a group of boys, even with the principal. Each one of them would pick up a card, and they would tell about what the card actually means to them. The principal picked up one, and it was actually quite exciting to really hear him share. It was a picture of a wall with his old bike leaning against the wall. And he stood up and said, you know, that showed me a picture of my life, that I was once that rusty old bike, but now he can see himself moving forward into the other side where all this sunshine. And then he always said, oh, he goes, I better stop because I'm sharing too much in a group of boys. But you see, he's opening up. And what's happening is it's allowing chaplaincy within the school. So now I'm not only the chaplain for the first 15 and all the other rugby teams, he's asked me to come on board with the school as well. Because God is good. Amen? So let me tell you about sports chaplaincy. Sports chaplaincy has operated since 2009. It became a charitable trust in 2013. We care for competitive sports people and all levels, professional, regional, clubs, as well as school. We support people of sports through their triumphs, tragedies, regardless of their personal religious beliefs as well. All right. 5 weeks ago, I've been asked, as a privilege again, to be asked to come on to the Warriors. I'm a chaplain, hence what I'm wearing today. I'm a chaplain for the Warriors. Hopefully they'll start winning, but don't blame me. You know, my pastor follows the Warriors, and every morning at church he looks at me and he goes, why aren't you praying hard enough? So, you know, it goes around. It's quite exciting. But you come out of a school chaplain and going into a professional environment is huge. Really huge. And I've only been there 5 weeks, and I tell you, it's going to be a lot of work in there. But within those 5 weeks, God's grace has been upon them. And just the presence, that's what it's all about, is being presence. Serving where nobody else sees you. Picking up bottles after the guys are just throwing them on the ground. Picking them up, filling them up, just doing the little things. One of the other stories was the manager of the Warriors team, bless his heart. He's been with them for about 8 years. He was very suspicious about what a chaplain does as well when I came through. So he put his authority on. And I walked in and he goes, what are you doing here? You have to be invited to come into this place. I said, that's fine, that's cool, all cool. Anyways, I started talking to him about chaplaincy. And he said to me, I have been looking after these boys for 8 years. I call them, I'm around them, I see their parents, I pick up after them and all that. But then I said, that's awesome. I really, really love what you're doing. You have a heart for these kids. He goes, yeah, but there's one thing missing. The spiritual side is missing. And I said, that's where I come in. All of a sudden he saw the fit. You see, God allowed me to talk to him in this room, the door closed behind. It was only me and him. Because that morning, and even that afternoon before I went to training, I said, Lord, why the heck am I going to these training? I hate it. I don't need this in my life. I can just do school chaplaincy and just be happy. But that's not where God wants us as sports chaplain, even as chaplains, to be in that environment where we're happy. He wants to challenge us. He wants to ruffle our feathers up and put us in a place where we're uncomfortable. And that's what he did with me. He put me in this Warriors team, and man, it is hard work. But I praise God that I'm there. Hopefully we'll turn it around and start winning. But that's up to God himself, you know. But that's where I am at the moment. I'm also a police chaplain. So you see, I've got three caps on. You ask me how I do that? Very, very hard. But I thank God that I have a beautiful wife who prays and loves and understands chaplaincy. Even my son understands chaplaincy. He's not a Christian, but he understands it. He really does. And I just pray that one day he find Christ where he is in China. And so, again, how do you think I put that in? I start work at 5:30 in the morning. I work full time. All right? Chaplaincy is where God has placed me. It's a passion, it's a heart that God has placed within me to see these kids survive and these come true. One of the stories that was on the video was about this young guy struggling. Fantastic rugby player, talented, but he was struggling. He was getting into the wrong areas, struggling at school, struggling at home. He called my son in the morning, and my son said, "Call Chappie." I said, "Thanks, son." Because when you say you're available to these kids 24/7, you are. Yeah. Don't matter what time. I get a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he says, "Chappie, I'm in trouble." I said, "What's happening?" He says, "I'm in a fight. I got police all over the place. I'm hiding in the bushes." I said, "Are you okay?" He says, "I'm okay." I said, "If I don't hear from you in half an hour, I'm coming to find you." All he needed to know that somebody cared. That's all he needed to know. All right? That he didn't have to ring his parents, and his parents would have told him off. You know, and all sorts of stuff. He knows. He knew that somebody was going to be there for him no matter what. The next day I talked to him. I said, "You okay?" He says, "Yeah." I didn't have to ask anything else. He just said, "Thanks, Chappie." This kid took up a contract in Japan. He went through university, graduated university. He's married. He's got a family. He was selected to play for Japan. He was selected to play for one of the top Japanese team. He's got a contract, and he's playing for Japan international rugby. He plays for the Sunwolves. And he's really, really on the right track. You see, I don't have to do anything else but just be there with him. And I'm sure that's the same thing with all the chaplains. As chaplains, we know that. It's presence. All right? And so that's one of the other stories that that has really impacted my life and a lot of the kids. At the moment, there's some struggles within our First 15 coaching staff. It's there's stuff going on in there. So how do I approach it? Again, I'm getting phone calls at different hours at night. The kids, I have a web page, and it's called Chappie. Hence why the kids call me Chappie and the police call me Chappie. It's so much easier than trying to pronounce my name, so that's why they call me. So I have this web page, and the kids talk to me on the web page. It's private. But it's a communication. You have to be in their world if you want to be effective as a chaplain. Kids love to be online. So when you're communicating with them online, okay, they know it's private. And they know that Chappie can always trust me. He's trustworthy. And that's where I am. It's confidential. But I also say to them that anything that they tell me that's going to cause harm to themselves or their family or their partner, then I'll have to do something. They understand that, you know. And I thank my great teacher for teaching me all those stuff, and Pam. I just remember it. And so everything that has been taught to me, I've just installed it to other people as well. So, you know, our vision for sports chaplaincy is to serve New Zealand sporting community through providing pastoral care and mentoring. Our mission is to identify, train, and guide dedicated chaplains to serve athletes and teams at all levels across New Zealand. That's our mission. You see, there are some figures that I just want to put out to you and about how many people actually play sports. You see, in our environment, there's 65% of the age of 10 to 18 years old play sports competitively. That's 65%. 74% of adults take part in sports and recreation in any given week. Hence, we sit in our church and we're wondering where people are, our families. You see, families are out there on Sunday because their world has changed. Our society has changed. Families work on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays as well. So you find them on the sports field. You don't find them anywhere else now. There's hundreds of them. The other night I went to the Blues game. 40,000 people turned up. You probably have prayer meetings on Wednesdays or Bible studies, and nobody turns up because they're at a game at sports. Sports, I think, is changing our way of looking at lives and looking at families and connecting with families. And I think that we as a church, we need to look at that. I see that all the time. 27% of adults are members of a sports club or physical activities. 26% of adults volunteer as coaches, referee, or sports administrators. There's quite high numbers that are actually in sports fields and sports environment these days. And we have a lot of players as well who are quite at an elite level, that a lot of them need somebody to walk with them. I have actually a couple of rugby players that are at the verge of making a representative team. They just don't know how to handle the pressure off that, okay? Because again, there is a contract put in front of these kids. There's pressure from the parents, especially from my culture as a Pacific Islander. We look after our families, we look up their parents, we respect them. So when mum and dad tells, you know, say, well, you need to be home during work first before you play sports. And then you're torn between these different cultures and different environments around you. So I'm having to talk to the parents as well, and also mediating with the coaches and the school with these young kids, just listening. You don't have to give them advice, just listening and point them in the right direction. That's all they want from you. All right. So in total sports chaplain we have at the moment, we have 40 chaplains serving in New Zealand. We have 7 serving overseas. We have our CEO, he's part of the Olympics. We have a chaplain that goes with the Olympics, into the Olympics, he does that. So we have influence within the sports arena as well at the high level. Like I said, we're with the Warriors at the moment. We have a chaplain with the Magic Netball. So slowly we're building in there. The Blues are very hard to get into at the moment. It's just the way the way they see things, different things. They don't see chaplains as more important than a psychologist or a sports psycho that they talk to players, all right? But we're getting there. It's a work in progress. I believe that there is a chaplain with the All Blacks. Ian Foster is a Christian with the All Blacks, and that's why they're doing well. Hence, the Warriors don't look at it, and they don't follow that motto of winning All Blacks. And so that's why the Lions will be struggling when they play the All Blacks.
I'm going to be their chaplain in Rotorua.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. That's massive. So, good luck. So that's some of the figures that we have about sports chaplaincy. Becoming a sports chaplain, it's a calling. As I know that a lot of you as well are in different chaplain areas as well. So for me, it's a calling. You've got to really know and love sports. And I know we all love sports. I'm sure of that, because we wouldn't be cheering. You wouldn't be understanding who the Warriors are or the All Blacks are. And so I'm just challenging you guys to have a good look at it. With the other area that I'm in, I'm with the police. Okay, I go out on the front line with the police. I go into the police, and I found that I could not connect with them on a daily basis when I go into the stations. And so my superintendent is a lady, and she believes in chaplain as well. Loves chaplain. She's not a Christian, but she loves chaplain. All right. A couple of weeks ago, she called me, and she said, Chappie, could you talk to this young fella? He's 20 years old, and she thinks that he's going crazy, talking to himself. I was going, oh, no, not a deliverance. Not my feel. And so I was going, how am I going to work this out? Pass it on. Anyway, I talked to this young guy. This young guy, he came back from Australia with a group of police officers. He's gone over there for, just a break. You know what they, I don't know what they get into, but they go for a break. He came back, and on the plane, God spoke to him. spoke to him, and he didn't know how to handle it. He says, I've never heard anything like this. A voice spoke to him, and he says, what are you doing with your life? And he goes, and he's looking around, and he started saying, oh, no, no. And all these guys around, police officers, started looking at him and saying, what's going on with this guy? But God was talking to him, and it was challenging him. So the superintendent called me. She said, I'm really concerned about this guy. If I had put him into the other, to the main office, his name would be tagged and there'd be something wrong with him. Could you talk to him, Chappie? I said, sure. I sat and had a chat with him. I can just see in his face that it was like, I said, I know what's happened to you. He goes, yeah, you do, eh? You're probably the only one who understands. I said, absolutely. I said, God spoke to you. He goes, yeah. And he said, it's amazing. And said, what do you do with it? What do I do with it? You know, he's a new Christian. And he was just, so I was able to minister to him and talk with him as a policeman, police chaplain as well, just sharing with him about his journey. And slowly, he comes, I meet with him every week, have coffee. And he's gone from here to here. Last week he was baptized, all right? He went out and he got this young guy who was beating him up. And he just loved on him. And he said to this young guy, he says, can I give you a hug? And the young guy says, what for? He says, I'm tough. And you're a cop, you know, like, you don't do that sort of thing. But he says, I just want to give you a hug. So he hugged him, and this young kid cried in his arms. And he said, you know what? God loves you. And that's the influence as chaplains we as chaplains have. All right? And so, yeah, I hang out with the police on Friday nights. I go out in the front line. I have a vest on, I have a cross on my vest, and people see that. Police officers, every night when I go out with them, they say, how come every night when you come out, it's never busy? I say, because never. We could drive around, I go out from 4 o'clock to 2 in the morning. And they said, nothing happens when you come out with us. I said, you know what, God's mercy. And I said, it gives me time to talk to you guys. It's wicked, eh, what God does, eh? And so I spend at least 4 hours of them in the police car talking to them about their families, about what they're up to. I don't talk about what God got to them. They don't need to hear that. They just need to hear that somebody is talking about where their lives are. Because when they get into police uniform, they change. But all of a sudden, somebody has come into the environment who's not part of the uniform or part of them, and he's talking about their families and talking about, hey, what's happening? And they're talking. And they're going, wow. You know, and now they're asking me to come out every night. And I said, no, I can't. I've got a life. You know, it's like, it's incredible what God does if you just follow his little voice in here. You know? And so now I'm getting police officers from other station who are hearing because my superintendent goes into the meetings and saying, my chaplain, she calls my chaplain, is doing all these things. So now I'm getting people from the other station who don't want to talk to their chaplains or counselors. They're saying, can we talk to Chappie, please? And I said, no, you can't. I am totally busy. And so you say, well, who looks after you, chaplain? I have a life coach who looks after me, who keeps me accountable. I also have my wife that is a listening ear to me, a sounding board. And she is, you know, I'm accountable to her as well. And that's why I say we're married for 32, 35 years. And it's because of God's grace. What else can I share about chaplaincy to you guys? I know you've seen it. You've seen my heart. You've seen the stories that I share. Yeah, I hope that you guys, you know, if there's any questions you want to ask me, I don't have a manual about chaplaincy.
Do you get any sort of financial remuneration in any of these roles?
The police pay me 3 hours a week. I do at least 16 hours to 20 hours of the police. With the Warriors, it's voluntary. I travel at least 40 to 50 Ks a week to the Warriors. I would spend at least 6 to 8 hours a week with them at the moment. That is growing because I've only been there 5 weeks. With Calston Boys, I'm there Monday from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Wednesday, I'm there from 3 to 6. Saturday, I'm there from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock in the evening. And it's all voluntary. All right? Please pray for me because I'm looking at going 4 days a week at my work and 1 day a week to do sports chaplaincy. I am the regional director for the South and West, and trying to raise more chaplains, sports chaplain up. And I'll just see where God takes in that area.
Are you paid for that?
No. So I have to raise my finances. But I believe that's where God's calling me. I believe that's where God's calling me to stand up. And I'm going, it's ruffling my feather about it because of finances. But then God says, it doesn't, you know, finances is nothing. For everything that I've done in you, and it's funny because I've been reading the Old Testament, and it's all about challenges, it's all about sacrifices. And I'm going, Lord, you know, yeah, okay. And Denise is looking at me, and I was going, wow, that's where God's calling me. So at the moment, we're in the process of that. The board's approved that. And 1 day a week is going to turn into 2 days a week. And God's going to honor that. All right? So. Sure. The job, for me, the job came, well, the posting, it's not a job really, it's the posting came up and I was asked to apply for it, and everything that went there had to go through the commission as well, and so, yeah, it took a year. That's how slow the wheels turn within our government system. It took a year for them, and that year I was still working, I was still doing the job. Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not getting that, you need to knock on their door.
Yeah, that $3,000 is the 3 hours a week you get paid. That's just your petrol money that they give you. Nothing else. They probably give you a polo shirt as well. This is how funny it was, because I went out one night, we had an armed defender squad going out, and I was part of that. And I had a fluoro green, bright green fluoro police on it. Everybody else had all their police vest on it. And I'm jumping out. I said, this picture doesn't look good. Bright green, I'm a target here. So I slowly retracted right back to the car. And so one of the sergeants saw me go into Central Police Station. And she said, Chippy, doesn't look good. And so she went and got me a vest, a stab-proof vest, which has got the black. For us chaplains who ask for that, we have to pay for that ourselves. But you see, I've got angels around me, so I'm quite happy with it. Because I just know I feel at peace every time I go out with them. I'm not scared. One night I went out, I prayed for this lady. It's incredible when you look around and the police are saying, oh, thank you, Lord. They don't even know who Lord Jesus is. But they've heard me talk about it. So when police are sitting behind you and you're praying, God just leads me to pray for people, bring peace into the whole situation, and because it's just like chaos. And all of a sudden the police goes, how did you do that? I said, it's my God. And so there's a little testimony there.